Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 12. Ravana exhibits his prowess. Scene 3. Sugriva drops Virupaksha. Quickly, Ravana's chariot driver brought his golden war chariot. It was equipped with all divine weapons and adorned with celestial gems. Around its sides were thousands of bright golden pinnacles. Rows of bejeweled pillars held its great canopy, and a flag standard of cat's eye rose from its center like a massive palm tree. As it moved off, it thundered like a number of clouds, producing a beautiful ringing sound from the thousands of small golden bells hanging around its sides. The Rakshasas were struck with wonder to see Ravana mounted on the chariot, which shone like the sun. The chariot driver urged on the eight celestial steeds, and the chariot sped along Lanka's central highway. Right behind him came the last of his generals, Mahaparshva, Virupaksha, and Surantaka. Following them were the remainder of the Rakshasa forces. 300,000 elephants, 100,000 chariots, 600,000 horsemen, and an equal number of infantry. Ravana led his force through Lanka's northern gate, and they rushed toward Ram's army, sending up loud shouts. Even as Ravana charged, the sun became dim, and the four quarters were enveloped in gloom. Birds shrieked hideously, and the earth shook. Clouds rained blood, and a meteor fell from the sky with a crash. Ravana felt his left eye twitching, and his face became pale. Even a large vulture perched upon his flag standard, while circling above him were crows. Not minding these fearful omens, Ravana careered madly toward the massed ranks of the monkey army. He plunged right into them, immediately creating havoc. With arrows decked with gold, he severed the heads of thousands of monkeys. Others were pierced in the heart, and still others had their limbs lopped off. Some were crushed by Ravana's chariot, and some smashed by his mace. Wherever his chariot moved, the monkeys could not stand and face him. An irresistible hail of arrows flew from all directions from Ravana's chariot. He was as hard to approach as the scorching sun. Soon, the battlefield was strewn with corpses of slain monkeys. As Ravana plowed into the Vanara forces, they fled, tortured by his weapons. The demon king dispersed the simian ranks like the wind dissipating clouds. Having cut through the monkeys, Ravana searched for Ram. Sugriva became mad upon seeing the destruction of his army. He threw himself into the battle and began annihilating the Rakshasas on all sides. Roaring at a high pitch, the Vanara king rushed at the Rakshasas, hurling a massive tree. He killed them even as the wind of destruction would knock down trees at the end of a yuga. Sugriva hurled upon the Rakshasas a formidable number of huge rocks in rapid succession, just like a shower of hailstones falling upon a flock of birds. The Rakshasas fell by the hundreds, their heads smashed. they appeared like so many crumbling mountains being hit by thunderbolts. Virupaksha leaped down from his chariot and challenged Sugriva. He shot 100 fierce arrows at the monkey. The Rakshasa then mounted upon a great elephant and roared. Sugriva turned toward the demon and seized hold of a huge tree. He bounded into the air and brought the tree down upon the elephant's head. The colossal beast staggered backwards and sank to its knees. Virupaksha leaped down and took out his sword. He rushed at Sugriva, but Sugriva hurled a heavy crag at the demon. Dodging the rock, Virupaksha bounded forward and struck Sugriva a terrible blow with his sword. The monkey flew back and fell to the ground, breathing heavily. Coming back to his senses, Sugriva sprang up and aimed a blow at the Rakshasa with his fist. Virupaksha avoided the blow and again struck the monkey on the chest. Sugriva, blazing with anger, swung his hand with the speed of the wind. He struck the Rakshasa on his temple with the force of Indra's thunderbolt. Virupaksha dropped to the ground, blood streaming from his mouth, nose, eyes, and ears. He tossed about, bellowing in pain. Losing consciousness, the Rakshasa, Virupaksha, gave up his life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.